Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Have you got an old car gathering dust in your driveway? Want to make a difference? With America Can Cars for Kids, your unused vehicle, running or not, can help change a kid's life. Your donation directly supports kids, giving kids in need a chance at a better future. You'll receive a $50 gift card as a thank you. Give the gift of hope. Head over to carsforkids.org. Remember, it's cars with a C, and donate today. That's carsforkids.org. This is your chance to make a difference. Right off the car, not the kid.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
What do you think is behind the entire trans push? What do you think the motivation of the left wing is? It is the left wing exclusively pushing this stuff. And I've been examining this, and we've been talking about this for an awful long time, about the trans issues. What we haven't been talking about is what the end game is. Yes, I believe it's a push for perversion. Yes, I believe it is a lashing out against the Judeo-Christian principles this country was founded on. I believe all that to be true. But there is a grander scheme here that the Democrats and leftists and socialists and communists use these types of issues. And it doesn't matter what the issues are. Anything that is of the left, that is being pushed by the left, there's a singular purpose: division and conquering. That's exactly, folks, from the race issues that we've had, and then when we've endeavored and succeeded in healing, the Democrats threw it all out the window just to keep the division going, because Democrats can't get elected in a United States of America. They can't. They need divisiveness. They need issues with which to undermine our rights and liberties. So I really believe this is the latest fad, the trans agenda. And as the left wing does, whether it be with race or whether it be with sexual orientation or whatever, they pervert everything. They take a kernel of truth and then they blow it up into some massive issue that is designed to put society on its ear, to destroy norms, to destroy your rights, your liberties, your ability to tell them no. And that's exactly what's going on with this trans push. The reason I know, how many Americans as a percentage are affected with legitimate transgenderism? Folks, it is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1%. It is the rarest of rare conditions. Somebody born into the body that they weren't intended to be in. Now, there are plenty of people out there claiming that they are trans. These are gender confused people. These are transvestites. These are freaks, right? So what the Democrats try to do is to elevate this into some sort of, oh, this is a calamity. This is a massive injustice. Nobody is talking about treating these people unjustly. But if you do a survey just in your basic immediate circle and you asked, how many people do you think are actually trans in America? I'll bet you'll get 15, 20, 30, 40% of the people in America are trans. And it's because of this cultural movement. It has nothing to do with the medical science behind gender dysphoria, which is an actual condition, right? So they took gender dysphoria, rarest of the rare, and they blew it up. to turn everything on its ear. Let me give an example. This is from the New York Post. Transgender male, which is actually a male who claimed to be a woman, was discovered having sex with an actual female inmate at the Washington State Women's Prison earlier this month. Right? Okay, so first off, you've got a male. I want to go to a female's prison, and I'm pretty today, so you have to send me to a women's prison. And they go, oh, okay. It's like 20 years ago, they just said, you're out of your mind. Screw you. You're a man. You're going to a male prison. Sorry. But no, because the left wing has perverted and blown up a real issue into something that is supposed to be some grave injustice, which it never was. Never was. Now we're sending males into female prisons. A corrections officer at the Washington Correction Center for Women discovered 35-year-old Brian Kim, who murdered his parents, having sex with 25-year-old Sincere A. Marie Nurton on March 14th during a routine check at the medium security unit. So wait a minute. A double murderer goes to medium security. A double murdering male goes to medium security, where he's allowed to have sex with women. And this is what the left wing has done to us. This is Democrat justice, where a double murderer gets treated with kid gloves, complete with minimum security and sexual benefits. Good grief. Then there's this. Manhattan School District calls for review of policy allowing trans-identified athletes in girls' sports. Officials in Manhattan's largest school district, Community Education Council District 2, sparked outrage among the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist crowd on Wednesday when they voted overwhelmingly to pass a resolution that could ban boys who identify as females from competing in girls' sports. The resolution, number 248, sponsored by board members Maud Marin, Allison Bowen, Sabina Serenice, and Len Silverman, was passed with an 8-3 vote and calls on the New York City Public Schools Government Education to immediately convene a review of the New York City Department of Education's first ever guidelines on gender adopted in 2019. So, yes, the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxists are very upset that women will not be endangered by having biological males competing in sports. Those of us who put women first and women's safety first and justice first, well, you know, we thought common sense ought to return. I just want to point out, folks, the so-called Party of Women, the Democrat Socialists, they've been pushing this nonsense. Not only are they disadvantaging women when it comes to scholarship opportunities, when it comes to opportunities to excel in college sports, but they're also endangering their lives. Several of them have been injured by men playing in women's sports. Going to expand on this conversation next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy 1/6 of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show
every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too. Faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Want to welcome on our guest. Ainsley Erzin is a national track and field champion. Ainsley is a dual athlete at the University of Arkansas. Ainsley, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Look, you and Riley Gaines and 10 other athletes, you guys are suing the NCAA because of their trans policies. Tell us why you guys decided to do this on what grounds?
Yeah, so as an organization that claims to honor women and cultivate opportunities and environments for them to be the best they can be, the NCAA really couldn't be any more careless and degrading towards women, and especially this issue. So first of all, they've taken the entire female population and they've reduced us to a hormone level. So they've basically disregarded every, you know, complexity, every beautiful thing that constitutes being a woman. And they slapped a number on it and they said, if you can be within this range, you're one of them now. So I think we need to ask ourselves what kind of message this sends to women, and especially young girls in sports, to reduce their identity to something so meaningless. But I think just as it is demeaning, and it's also dangerous, and it's threatening to women and our health and our safety and our opportunities, and women's locker rooms have been infiltrated. They're being forced to change in front of what is, in every physical aspect, a bodily human male. And more so than that, they're being forced to compete with them, which is compromising not only their safety, their physical safety, but also their opportunities for titles and scholarships and records and spots in the finals. So overall, the integrity, the safety, the fairness of women's sports are being completely disregarded, disrespected, and the NCAA is leading a lot of these things.
Now, look, I'm right there with you, disadvantaging America's daughters. And that we worked so hard to make sure that America's daughters had fair competition and could actually compete for sports scholarships and excel in athletics. So I understand that component. I understand the safety component. Competing against biological males, it can be quite dangerous for females. Let me just ask you on the practical level, when you bring up, hey, I don't think it's a good idea for me to be in a locker room undressing in front of somebody who is a male, what kind of reception do you get from those in authority, the NCAA, the coaching staff at your respective colleges? How are you guys treated?
Yeah, I think, first of all, many women are very scared to speak out. When it does happen, it's rare, because women that we've seen do that in the past have been silenced, have been called transphobic, and a variety of other things. But we saw in the case of Leah Thomas and Riley Gaines, as you mentioned earlier, when those women did finally seek help, finally did speak up and say, I'm not okay with this. This makes me uncomfortable. This violates my rights. They themselves were told to seek treatment and therapy. Nothing was done about it. They were told that Leah Thomas was fine. He was there to stay. And if there was a problem, basically that problem was within them, and they needed to correct that.
It's absolutely crazy. Look, I know that you and your fellow athletes worked incredibly hard to get to your squads at the collegiate level. I mean, it's There are tryouts, there's merit, and then you guys made, you guys are the elite in college sports, and what is the net impact when you get a biological male who comes in and just starts wiping the floor with whether it's swimming, whether it's other sports, taking away all of, and defining themselves as women, just wiping out all these records, wiping out all the stats. What does it do to your collegiate career?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's just demeaning and degrading. And I think we need to ask ourselves, what kind of message are we sending women to tell them that they're not deserving of the results of their hard work? They're not deserving of basic constitutional human rights like privacy and equal opportunity and physical safety. I think that's extremely dangerous. And at the end of the day, sports are supposed to be a reflection of our physical capabilities. They really have nothing to do with our feelings or our emotions. And that's not my personal opinion. That is just what sports are. And I think that the fact that we've forgotten the basics like that and the basics of even what a woman is in general has caused all of these issues. And at the end of the day, it's women have been the sacrifice. Their sports have been the sacrifice, yes, at the center of this political debate, and it's extremely disheartening.
Yes, and I want to get to the politics of that in a minute. By the way, Ainsley Erzin is our guest right now, folks, national track and field champion. Ainsley is a dual athlete at the University of Arkansas, and she, along with Riley Gaines and 10 other athletes, have filed suit against the NCAA over their transgender policies, which basically forces women to compete with males in sports, which is, many people are out there going, you've got to be kidding me. This makes no sense whatsoever. I want to focus on something you already brought up, the injury component. How many female athletes are you made aware of, maybe in your own personal circle or at the collegiate level? Because I know you guys all keep track of what you guys are doing across multiple sports. How many have been injured because they were forced to compete with males?
Yeah, like you said, I think it is really important to note that this is happening absolutely everywhere and at every single level. So there have been, all the way through elementary school level through professional and Olympic. So I've seen a high school volleyball player left with a concussion, severe brain issues, learning disabilities from being spiked in the face with the volleyball by a biological man. At the professional level, there was a professional MMA fighter who actually had her skull literally cracked by a biological man. So two completely different levels of competition, but all ending in severe injury for women just because people don't think these issues are justified. And if they do, they simply just don't care.
Now, I don't want to know what your political persuasion is, because I don't think it really matters in this discussion. But I'm sure you're well aware of the political makeup in this country, who's pushing what. The idea that the best woman for the job is a man is exclusively on the left wing. Democrats, socialists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, that's, they're pushing that. And of course, we conservatives are out there saying, look, we've got to defend America's daughters and their ability to compete on a level playing field. A guy by the name of Mike Reagan yesterday came on my Newsmax show, and he noted the courage of you 12 young ladies suing the NCAA. And he said something to me that was rather pointed. He said, you know, it should be 2 million against the NCAA. There should be men, women, mothers, fathers coming out in support of their daughters. In your group, in that group of young ladies who are suing the NCAA, do you guys feel you're supported? Or do you feel you're under constant attack by a culture that's lost its mind?
Yeah, I think definitely a little bit of both. I know that there is an overwhelming amount of support for what we're doing. There are still a lot of people that, like you said, have not lost their minds yet. Still no truth, still no basic human biology. But I think that the voices of those who don't know truth, who don't have a basic grasp on reality, tend to be extremely loud. And I think that makes it difficult because the population that's being targeted through these just honestly terrible policies that the NCAA is putting into place are young women. They're vulnerable women. They're, young girls through teenagers for the most part. And it's difficult for them to stand up and speak out, especially when it's against a society that has lost its mind. So yes, there is so much support out there. It's just getting people to stand up and speak out, which is scary. I've experienced it, but I think doing nothing, as we've seen, is far, far scarier.
Right. And if we game this out, Ainsley, if the left wing is allowed to prevail, these lunatics allowed to prevail, what's going to happen, at least as far as I can tell, is that sports at the collegiate level and maybe across all levels, you're going to have males competing in male sports, you're going to have males competing in female sports, and women will be the big losers at the end of the day, courtesy of the American left. Do you see it any differently?
No, I completely agree. I think at the end of the day, this is going to lead to women's sports and women's rights being completely erased. And it's honestly just sad to see. And it's a major, major setback in history. I think if you go back and look at all of the women who fought so hard for people like me to be able to have the opportunities that I've had, if they could see where we were today, I think they'd be extremely disappointed.
When we had Riley Gaines on the program, I said, what I'm about ready to say to you, to her, we're proud of you. And I'm sad that it took 12 courageous young ladies to stand up and do what the entire nation should have done, stand up for women's rights and keep fighting the good fight and keep us posted, will you?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Ainsley Erzin, folks, national track and field champion, dual athlete at the University of Arkansas for the time being, unless these left-wing crazy people of the NCAA get their way. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com. I can tell you they are watching Texas sports like hawks over there for any disadvantage that these left-wing nut jobs want to dish up to Texas women and Texas girls. So check that out. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find the Chris Salcedo shows. On AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Rumble and Getter and Newsmax 2, also found on Newsmax 1 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.